Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And if you forgive the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your countless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On a throne high and lifted up, I saw a man sitting, whom the multitude of angels adores, singing together, Behold his dominion endureth forever. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness.
Glory. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice, or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or discouraged, till he has established justice in the earth. And the coastlands wait for his law. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. The mountain shall bring peace to thy people, and the hills righteousness.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is lowly and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Coming to
I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. This past Wednesday, we celebrated the feast of the Epiphany of our Lord, but as the hymn we just sang shows, at the feast of the Epiphany, the church remembers not only the coming of the wise men led by the marvelous star, we also remember the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan and the changing of water into wine at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. The miracle we will remember this next Sunday. But this morning we focus on the baptism of Jesus. In a rather bleak and troubled world, today's festival of the baptism of Jesus is a ray of heavenly light and joy. I am sure that we are rightly appalled by acts of violence. But what we all too often forget is that such violence is but the acting out of the disdain, the contempt, even the hatred that darkens our own self-centered, corrupted hearts. And so we, no less than the perpetrators of these crimes, can only live by the pure mercy of God. Jesus' baptism is an epiphany, a revealing, a showing forth of the merciful God, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Whenever we say the creed in the divine service, we confess our faith in one baptism for the remission of sins. One baptism for the remission of sins. One baptism, not only in the sense that you can only be baptized once, but also in the sense that in reality there is only one baptism, Jesus' baptism, in which you and I mysteriously yet truly shared through our own. How so? In keeping Christmas, we celebrated the great mystery of the Incarnation, of God in the flesh and blood, the very same humanity that is yours and mine. But today, as we celebrate Jesus' baptism, we see how God shared at an even deeper level in our human plight. For in Jesus' baptism, we see that God's Son became one with us, not only in humanity as created by God in the beginning, but also God became one with humanity as fallen in sin. Saint Paul said it in these memorable words: "For our sake God made him, his sinless Son, to be sin. For our sake God made him to be sin." Although himself sinless, Jesus, in being baptized, visibly becomes one with sinners as the Lamb of God who takes on his sinless soul the sins of the whole world. And since, as St. Paul also says, the wages of sin is death, the only possible outcome of Jesus' baptismal identification with sinners is death. We remember how the shadow of death already fell over the infant Lord Jesus, the wood of the manger foreshadowing the wood of the cross, the blood of his circumcision already foreshadowing the blood that would flow on the cross. But the shadow of death looms even larger as Jesus is baptized. For here the waters that enfold him foreshadow that dark tomb that will enfold his lifeless body. But just as Jesus came up out of the baptismal waters, just so he comes up out of the tomb. And the sign of the open heaven seen in his baptism will become blessed reality when in his resurrection the chains of death and the grave are broken and the closed gates of paradise open to sinners, pardoned, cleansed, washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. This truth, this blessed reality, is so clearly expressed in Dr. Luther's hymn about baptism. Luther sings, "The eye of sense alone is dim, and nothing sees but water. Faith sees Christ Jesus, and in him the Lamb ordained for slaughter. It sees the cleansing fountain, red with the dear blood of Jesus, which from the sins inherited from fallen Adam frees us, and from our own misdoings. How great are the blessings of baptisms, both Christ's and ours, through which we mysteriously yet truly share in his." Jesus' baptism is therefore an epiphany of revealing, a shining forth of God's saving love for us death-bound sinners who cannot save ourselves. Your baptism and mine, which is a true sharing in his, is truly a great and wonderful mystery in which God acted, a wonderful sacrament in which God the Father declares us to be his own dear children, and in which the Holy Spirit truly comes to us to be our comforter, strength, light, and guide. How great are the blessings of baptism, both Christ's and ours, through which we mysteriously yet truly share in his. And so, just as in this and every Holy Eucharist, we are mysteriously yet truly present at the Last Supper in the upper room, with Christ himself, both host and food. Just so in baptism, you and I were mysteriously yet truly there in Jesus' baptism. Remember what St. Matthew tells us. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and resting on him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And so through baptism, the Holy Spirit has been poured out on us. The doors of heaven stand open to us. And just as the Father said of Jesus, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," just so in our baptism, our Heavenly Father has said of you and of me, "This is my beloved child, in whom I am well pleased," as if to say, "I love you, I take delight in you. I see you, not as you are in the filthy rags of your own sin, but clothed in the bright, shining garment of my own dear Son's blood and righteousness." Jesus' baptism really happened. Your baptism and mine which are a sharing in his, really happened. Nothing can ever take that from you. No matter how far you wander, no matter how far you stray, no matter how terrible the sin of which your conscience accuses you, your baptism stands fast as the sure word and promise of the merciful God. And when moved by the burden of guilt, you confess your sins. The absolution then spoken is nothing more and nothing less than God saying to you, the door of mercy open to you in baptism still stands open. You are still all that your baptism made you. You are still my dearly beloved, forgiven child. How great are the blessings of baptism, both Christ's and ours, through which we mysteriously yet truly share in his. And all that remains then is to live trustingly, faithfully, obediently, as those who have been so loved. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. In our prayers this morning, we especially remember Gabe Pervyance, who is ill. We remember Yolanda Ford, who is still hospitalized. And our prayers are asked for a young boy who is only 6, Jax Vandermark. Let us stand and pray for the church and for the world. O Lord our God, you caused the light to shine in the darkness and have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Accept now in your endless mercy this our sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise, and mercifully hear our requests. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember in mercy your whole church throughout the world, gathered out of all nations and peoples and languages. Remember all those who stand before your holy altar and proclaim your holy word, that through their ministry all those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death may behold your glory in the face of Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember this, our nation, and all the nations of the earth. Remember our president, our governor, our mayor, and all who are in authority, that they may administer their offices in your fear, and to the well-being of all the people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember all children, especially the children of the church, and those who live in poverty and distress. Raise up helpers for them, and grant that they may be brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember the sick and the dying, especially Jax, Yolanda, and Gabriel, and all those for whom our prayers are desired, and all persecuted Christians. Visit them in mercy, grant them abiding comfort, and your peace which passes understanding. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We also remember before you all those who have fallen asleep in the true faith of your holy name, and who now rest in your presence, where the light of your countenance shines upon them. Make us to live as children of the light and of the day, that we may at length rest with them in your nearer presence. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant all these our prayers, O Father, for the sake of him who is both the child of Mary and your only Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Let us now sing hymn 405.